Ion is not here right now, and I don't know when he's going to show up, so he could show up any minute, and I want to turn you guys on to a new development, new knowledge. We have not done Ion on Skype. I think we did it once. Years ago, I watched JW and Ion came through, and I noticed his eyes got a little glassy. That was about it. But this time, we know a lot more, so we decided to get Ion on Skype. I wanted to see the hologram of Ion beside JW. You know, we've learned that Ion is not always coming, quote, through JW. When Ion wants to, they come through on their own level. If I looked at you on Skype, I asked a few weeks ago, what would I see, a little glowing ball beside JW or not even near JW? He said you would see a hologram of JW. So we, the other night, November 27th, set this up to experience the hologram. So that's pretty exciting. And, we will begin with how we did this. We had to edit certain parts, but there's a lot of parts to play. And also, we were just looking at JW. We hadn't looked at him on Skype for a while. We usually start the session with Ion. So you'll hear us laughing as we look at JW, and then we immediately went into bringing Ion forward. JW had a funny expression on his face, which he hadn't seen. He actually looked terrified, like he started screaming because he's going to get possessed. So that's what it begins with. We're laughing at how JW looked.
He was joking.
I don't know if he was joking. He might have. Yeah, he might have, because he knew what we were going to do. I don't know if he knew what we were going to do.
He knew.
He knew what our agenda was.
Yeah, he was playing it up.
So that's the confusing beginning. We're laughing at the way JW looks, but then he quickly is removed from the scene. So we begin with that as we begin the session. So, okay.
Okay, go.
This is being good. You're going down. You're going out, JW. He's all nervous.
Okay, I don't care.
Yeah. Okay, relax.
That's okay. You goatable little one.
Yeah. This is what you're always doing.
No, you just remember. Dave Webster's in a little cage.
Yeah.
Well, you can't get out of the little cage. Okay.
No. Okay. So this is what JW does when we go, okay, we're getting ready. He starts, opens his mouth, he goes, ah, and he goes into a scream mode. Okay.
Introduce the topic.
All right. What's the way we usually, this is being recorded, don't we say, this is a session with Bob and Carol.
We'll have to listen to another one to see what you did, Bob.
Yeah, yeah. This is Mike Dyer and Bob Dobbs, and this is a session with Bob and Carolyn. And it's being recorded on November 27th, copyright 2014.
New Grand View.
All rights reserved, New Grand View, or New Grand View, all
incorporated.
Rights incorporated, all rights reserved. We're starting the recording at 10:30 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Ion.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Ion. We're looking at you on Skype.
You can't see non-physical.
Are you going through JW right now?
Well, you have a new visual bias. So the answer is, from your perception, yes. But from my perception, no.
Did you just do a shift and the JW human being is somewhere else right now?
It's shifting. You'll see. It's shifting.
Right. Now you're walking now. You're moving.
Yeah.
Is JW walking too?
No, he's in the chair.
Can you take the camera and shoot back? So let us see him in the chair at the same time. Look, I have to take us down the dark hallway. You're taking us somewhere, aren't you? Is that JW? That's JW. He's all quiet.
Yeah.
Now, back to you, Ion. Where are you? You'll be walking. Nice. Very nice. Wow, that was pretty good. That was JW sleeping. Now, here is Ion. You are the hologram, right? The forehead. We see you. Put the camera down towards your face a little bit more. We're just seeing your forehead. Now, you are the hologram, correct?
It's not really right to say hologram. It's more right to say perception, a visual perception.
A simulation of JW. You're a simulation.
It's what you can see.
Could other people see this?
Right now?
Yeah, this body.
What's that? That's a weird zone. Is that another world?
That's corridors that don't lead to here.
Wow. Corridors that don't. Awesome.
We have lots of them.
Those are corridors coming from other worlds?
They don't come from here.
And you're making us see this?
Yes.
You're altering our eyeballs?
No, it is.
You're making it show up on the camera.
Digitization doesn't lie.
Now, do you do this with word power or just think it and then it manifests?
We don't think. See, here's the thing. In the day, you could think good thoughts, think of happy thoughts, blah, 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 but that day is the past, long past. Now you've moved everything to the cloud. As you've abdicated your throne, you've come into the place where you can't understand that you've got it. When you don't have it, you can't get it. You've got to find a way to figure out how the digitized body allows the digitization of reality. The reality isn't real until it's digitized. Now you can see it because it's digitally enhanced or enhanceable in the cloud that is the cloud that makes this knowing you can't argue with. Are you going to believe us, Bob, or those lying eyes of yours? Then what happens is you start to see visually from a new bias, a new space, that there are creases and folds of realities that move beyond the doorways and paths that you set. Those paths are not available always to those who are not sighted. Sightedness is the limitation. You see seeing as good. We see seeing as bad. Because those who can't see sometimes see. See?
So the digitization is more real than what we see.
It allows you to actually sometimes see for the very first time. Because now you can't argue with the digitized version because it is. You can fast forward it, move it back up, down, over, under, go through it, go past it, grab it in a stump conundrum. You've heard that, so you're tired of it. But now, because you haven't come into your place of power, and we're not fussing and we're not arguing, we're answering your question. Because humans have not successfully come into your place of power, you, humans, have made us non-physical stronger. Mm-hmm. That's why you're having these shifts and these ridiculous, we think, conversations, trying to calculate where you are in the process of where you are. It's because we are constantly getting stronger, getting larger, getting more advanced, getting more, always more. And it's getting more for sure.
Yeah, so that what we're looking at, your head, JW's head, that looks like a human head, but it's totally so well digitized that it looks like a human being, but it's just digital pixels or something.
Well, you can make it go into like little spiders leaving a web too and just make it disappear, but why? See, it's not necessary.
Could you make your head look like me?
We do many times. We did in Los Angeles.
Did anybody see that?
Yes.
Well, who saw it?
Your intoxicated friends at La Mertage.
So they saw me?
They did. They saw us.
Oh, yeah. They saw in my head where I was.
In a cardboard box, living in a box.
Can we see your head change? So you become another head right now. Would it freak us out too much?
Yeah, that's more than you want.
No. Yeah. Carol's ready for it.
Yeah, well, that's more than you want.
Oh, come on. You know more than I know.
We have to process seeing JW sitting there in the chair. And then
he was in a nice, peaceful state, like he was asleep. He was asleep, and you're watching.
He gets good rest. He gets good rest. We're having to rest his body because he's sort of been burning high octane.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Okay, so we're going to unmute here and talk a little bit about what you've heard. Before we started, JW was walking around the factory showing us different parts of the latest additions to the Coldplay apparatus and other things. And we were kind of laughing because he has a new Note 4, incredible, you know, high-definition visuality. Like,
it's Samsung.
The Samsung thing, yeah. And I've never seen the factory so clear and colorful, and all the pipes and everything designed. It was really a luscious experience. But as JW is walking along with a slightly goofy smile on his face, he's waddling in a forward motion, and so I start laughing at the way his body was waddling. He was just walking along and showing his stuff, and it had an odd forward thrust. Doesn't matter if you visualize what I'm saying. It was a certain walk. Then Ion took over and left JW and started showing us around the factory. He was gliding. It was fucking unmistakable, the difference. Ion was a hologram or something. None of this waddling thing that the physical JW had. So that was a major difference right there, this waddling thing, and non-waddling. And as you'll hear us talk about later, the head of the JW Ion we're talking to is so porcelain and serious, and we eventually use the word stoic. It looks like a Terminator head. You can see it is not the friendly, giant JW face, which is more bubbly. This was a serious fucking, like, what is that, Mount Rushmore fucking face. And it was almost funny the way it was so solid. So we're trying to describe how Ion looked. Now, when we said, okay, you're there floating along, where's JW? And within like 2 seconds, they flashed us back. Actually, they just switched the image. Ion could have been right beside there. But there's JW, and we see the side of his face, and he's got his eyes closed, and he's kind of like in a knockout punch mode. He's just there totally relaxed in his face. And then it shifts back to Ion floating along. So Carol was very impressed with this shift of seeing one JW and then the next JW.
It was like a total validation of there are more than one JW. We saw it. It was shocking, and it kind of, to me, was a real change point.
A perceptual shift in your own perception of reality.
Yeah.
And at the beginning there, we were working on that, and all of a sudden, the screen becomes this weird, shaded, abstract art weirdness. And we go, what's that? And we find out it's corridors. So he actually showed us corridors to other worlds, or corridors from other worlds coming into our world. I mean, it definitely was, you know, like Ion could have, you know, showed a weird shoebox and said, look at that weird thing. No, you could see the transition movement corridor that you could move along. And so he showed us access to other worlds or something like that. He says, what, these worlds come from not here or something. So that was pretty neat. That was the first, I think that was one of the first, well, the JW head, the relaxed head, and then the Ion possessed JW. Or it's not possessed. It is, we saw Ion imitating the form of JW floating along. And he said he could easily become spiders leaving a web. He could take any form, and I want him to become my head. And he didn't become my head, but he said that I became JW's head for Eben and Khalifia and those people, and they never reported that they saw that, and I don't know if they saw the JW head. I don't know if Ion would show that. We're not sure exactly what Eben and them saw when Ion says that he took me sitting there with them and put their head over my head. So,
right.
But nobody screamed and yelled and said anything at the time.
Right.
So when you say that, okay, we want to see JW in the chair, when you say the phone shifted, is it like somebody, you can see the walls and everything as the phone turns towards JW?
No, it's just a quick edit. It's an edit. Carolyn's saying she did see movement of the camera. I didn't see that.
Yeah, he just turned around and pointed the camera down. He had walked away.
And then he pointed back, and what happened? Yeah, we were right in front. We were floating along in front of Ion as JW, and then we said we want to look back and see JW, and all of a sudden we were in front of JW's head. There was no motion going back towards JW. We just suddenly were looking at a completely different posture.
Yeah, but I think it just turned around. Well, that's what I'm thinking I saw.
We had moved a bit. It seemed to move a bit. He couldn't have turned the camera because he was too far away from JW. Did you see movement going back?
Yeah.
That's what you, oh, I didn't see the movement going back. Because he hadn't gone far when we said, okay, you've left JW. Where's JW? Show us the other JW. And so pretty quickly, in my perception, we were looking at a ridiculously peaceful side of JW, which I never see him like that. He was looking off to the side with his eyes closed, in a way, fallen asleep, but not a dropping head. It was an erect, positioned head, but looked like it was asleep or unconscious. It was an odd angle. Then all of a sudden we're back watching from the front, looking back at Ion, floating along. We're right like a little dog in front watching Ion float towards us, right? That's why we were in front of him. So we weren't seeing where he was going. And we were just looking at JW, at the Ionic JW. It was very striking how fluid it was.
So you mean Ion is holding the camera?
He's holding he's on an iPhone, and the iPhone is on Skype, or we're Skyping to his four-note Samsung iPhone bullshit thing, all right? And it's really good quality. So once Ion starts to, the other JW, the hologram JW, which is not the right word, but, you know, that fucking virtual image started moving, we are looking at him through the iPhone that Ion is holding.
So the hologram actually has arms to hold a phone.
Yes.
Is he holding it out in front of himself, the Ion hologram, so that you're looking at him?
It's not in a selfie position. It's down by his belt, where the belt would be. It's like you're sitting on his belt or jutting out on a little swimming pool platform and looking up at his head. You're looking up at Mount Rushmore. We were looking up at this amazing solid head. It's slightly different and more solid than JW's friendly face. This was a serious face.
And then he started pointing the camera, right?
Yeah, and then he started showing the environment and making the camera, you know, aiming it at some area. And he quickly, one of the first things he showed us was this weird corridors, this weird fucking undeniably different. I go, what's that? I think I hear it. I go, what's that? What's that? No, that's places from not here. He says it weirdly. These are places that do not come from here, even though it looked like they were coming from here, going somewhere else.
Well, you have words.
What? The recording? Yeah, so you hear what I say. But that was startling. We didn't expect that. He just suddenly showed us the non-factory environment.
It was more than one corridor, Bob?
It was odd. There was like maybe three corridors, but they were like shadings that went to one place, but they seemed to be different. It was a Trump Leal. I'd say it was like an M.C. Escher painting, but not going up and down, but just straightforward. It was odd. It didn't make sense what we were looking at. It did not make visual sense. That's why I said, what's that? What are we looking at? Ion describes it a little later really beautifully. He talks about the folds and pleats, like clothing, the foldings and pleats. That's the way reality is. It's folding over like your intestines. That's how you go from one place to another. It's not linear. You just touch one part of the pleats or another part of the foldings, like your intestines, or the brain, the way the brain's folding over. This is at the 8-minute mark. You've heard 8 minutes. And then I have to jump ahead. 19 minutes I've got to delete. We went into business, looking at the factory, talking about different things, what's developing, so I can't broadcast that. Then we get into acceptable human interest stories at the 27-minute mark or so.
What was the impetus to do this?
We were having a business meeting, and Carol and JW got into their side fucking shit that I can't stand. They get into the fucking details. I don't know what they're fucking talking about. So I threw the phone down and went upstairs and was reading some stuff. I got off the line. I left the business meeting. And I was saying, I'm not fucking putting up with this shit. And they go on for like about half an hour. Then Carolyn yells at Bob, because I'm upstairs. I ignore Carolyn. They're not going to get me involved. I fucking ignore her. And that's right when you went on Skype, right, Carol? All of a sudden, JW went on Skype, right, Carol? Is that how it happened?
Not all of a sudden.
And that's when you first yelled, and I ignored you.
Right. So then JW and I
And now, wait a minute. So I know the pattern. When Carolyn goes to sleep, he will tell me stuff, and Carolyn misses it. Other times, when I'm not there, he will tell Carolyn stuff, and I miss it. At some point, I start saying, wait a minute, I know they're going to get into something. But I didn't move. I didn't care. Then Carolyn yelled again, and then she yelled up Skype or something. So I said, oh, there it is. JW's fucking doing something because I'm not there. So I hightailed down there, got over my anger, and started to or frustration, not anger, and then started to watch it. And there it was, and it's perfectly high-definition thing. So I'm glad I didn't miss it, because it was incredible what was going to unfold. But often JW will do that. It's almost like, well, Bob's pissed off. Bob's right. We're getting distracted. We got to give Bob a new hit. So they up the ante by giving me a new fucking piece of candy.
Would it be possible to record a few seconds of that image that we can be placed on dupes?
Well, that's the point. There's no way Ion, JW, is going to allow his face to be seen. So I thought about, why aren't we recording this? And I remember, oh, yeah, we can't. JW will not be seen. So when you're not going to be able to see it. Unless Ion does the different face. Okay, so Ion has just come back, but I want to play a little more. Let's see what Ion says. Ion, are you here to comment on what we've seen so far, or can you hold back and I play some more for them?
We all right. We tear it up on the weekends, Bob.
Yeah, we know that, yeah.
So, Ion, are you coming out or are we going in?
Here's the short version. What's taking place is we had to show the difference between the actual immanence and the essence. Immanence and essence. You're asking the question correct, but your words are off just the least little bit. Immanence and essence. Okay, is this JW? Is this non-physical? Bob would say neither or both. Okay, there's shifts. There's in-between places. There's tight places. There's loose places. There's open spaces. There's closed spaces. You fit within and without all those dynamics. Okay, so your asking is valid, but the twist becomes, which is it, live or Memorex? And then we're going to very quickly say it's the same thing as, well, Ion, is my arm broken? Well, you would want to have it x-rayed. And then when you find it x-rayed, then you're going to find out if it's broken or not. But we're going to say it really doesn't make any difference whether it's broken or not. To you, it feels as though it's broken. The feeling won't be any different when they tell you it's broken or it's just a very bad bruise or a fracture or a tit or a tat. All those things, the pain level is still going to be the same.
Now, you're answering that question, whether the arm's broken, by showing you.
Well, by showing the difference of the x-ray. This was a bit of an x-ray for Bob.
You brought up immanence versus essence the last week or the week before. That's in my notes. That was covered a little bit, I think. Well, immanence is non-physical, pervading everywhere. Essence is
from whence it comes.
That would be me. That would be my God self. That's where everything comes from.
Essence. Okay, find a different word. We despise that one. God self. Oh, for Pete's sake.
Okay.
My
dark soul. Comes from my dark soul.
Okay, we like that better than God self.
Immanence is what's coming?
It is the environment of non-physical infusing everything. Immanence is like permeating, means permeation.
Your immanence refers to a monarchy that's over everything. It's you are larger than yourself.
Okay.
And it comes from your essence.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's imminent, meaning coming soon. That's immanent. We're saying immanenc or ant. Immanent. Imminent means pervasive, or what he just said. What he just said. That fucking guy. That interloper.
Bob, you got crossed up with this earlier with your little folk singer, didn't you?
Tonight? Who was the folk singer?
Your little love boat dude.
Oh, Paul Williams. Yes. Yeah.
No, actually, no, it was Slim Whitman, wasn't it?
Yes, he knocked out the Men in Black, right?
No, that was Mars Attacks. That's Mars.
Oh, Mars Attack, right.
Come on,
but
Bob.
The imminent. The next section is imminent. We're about to hear the next part. And right. So,
Bobby, you've got all these secrets hidden really well, haven't you? Put them right out there for everything, aren't you?
Well, just trying to
Bob,
keep up
Bob
with you.
You ought to see Bob on hide and seek now. This is some shit now. Let me tell you, he gets it right.
Okay, we will mute everybody and go on to the next carefully placed section. So this goes 1 minute.
What is that buzzing sound, Ion? What is the chemical vibrational constituents there? Boron? Is that boron?
It's the moving of electricity.
Through the apparatus.
Through Coldplay.
That's what electricity, that much electricity is what it sounds like.
Oh, so most people don't hear electricity moving.
Well, they do if you have enough of it. You run 60,000 kilovolts in four phase, and, yeah.
Does that happen in any factories or Pentagon places or something?
Chances are.
Right. It's, most people don't get to hear it.
Well, everybody on payday do.
I know. I mean our environment. But most people aren't around a structure that is emitting electricity to the degree like we're hearing it.
What are you doing?
All right. That's we're asking Ion, what is that? All it is the sound that you might hear in a big hydro dam, the bzzz of electricity, but this is happening from a small machine. That's what you have to recognize, that the hydro dam sound effect of hearing the buzzing of electricity is coming out of this machine, which is making incredible amounts of electricity.
How big is it?
Bigger than a bread box.
And is everyone eventually going to have one of these each in their home?
Well, that's up to Bob.
Yeah, don't piss me off. I'll withhold the 21st century from you. No, that's it's up to other things, other factors. Yeah, I think everybody will get it. I don't see why they wouldn't get it.
I'm hearing lots of strange sounds lately. I don't know where they're coming from. Is that you, Ion?
Exodus 25:10.
Okay. But the Ion head is pretty amazing. It's like, you know, Terminator, but he's made of metal. The skull of Ion, you can tell, is metal inside. And there's just a patina of skin over it.
But, Bob, do you remember before that, JW was also showing us around, and he showed us where he portals from.
Yes, I don't know if I was going to be able to play that. I think I forgot to delete that part. So it might get said, but hopefully the description doesn't reveal anything. But,
All right.
When you're looking at the corridors, Bob, can you see, like, the actual room sort of behind the corridors?
No, it looked like...
It goes into nothing space. It goes to the end of nothingness.
Yeah. It looked like a Barnett Newman painting or something, an abstract art, abstract expressionist art, you know, those 50s guy that would make stripes, just a painting of stripes. It was sort of something like that, but it had a live aspect and was going somewheres. You could tell it was going somewheres.
Don't forget your Escher, Bob.
You don't mean Escher the painter.
Yes, you the sideways Escher.
Because there's the Asher and there's
twist.
The A-S-H-E-R in the diagram, but you're talking about the E-S-C-H-E-R, the painter.
Behind the stainless, when the stainless drum, the long corridor.
Well, can't you just say whether it's Escher or not? Are you saying Escher or painter?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, that's what I thought of, Sue, earlier last night, the other night. I said, this is sort of like an Escher thing, effect. You're going down and up, but you didn't know which way you were going. So, yeah, it's Escher. But not Asher, A-S-H-E-R, which I think is in the seventh ring of the...
Escher's more of a...
diagram.
Escher more is a drawer, or he drew more than he painted, right?
It's the crazy staircases that go over and under, and you're upside down, and you meet yourself, and cross over. It was Made most famous in Warehouse 13, if you're interested.
And his guys would be fishes that turned into birds.
And he has one of his hand drawing his hand.
Mm-hmm.
But in Warehouse 13, they actually show some characters going through the environment. You know, it's not a painting. They're in the environment, and they demonstrate what it would be like to be living it.
Sue Bone, what are you doing in San Diego, Chile?
Sleeping a lot.
Wow, okay. With the unrest that's there, when do you leave?
Actually, I'm not in Santiago. I'm back in Nova Scotia. I got in this morning at 6 a.m. and got home.
No, you haven't. That is the point.
Why do you say that? No, you haven't.
You have it. This is the part. This is that slider. This affects the Asher part of the Escher diagram. Your knowing allows you to think you're there, but you're not. That's why your sleeping a lot doesn't apply, because you're not there yet.
I'm not there in Santiago yet?
No, you've not left yet. The place where you got coffee in Chile, do you remember that?
Yes.
Do you remember paying for it?
Yes.
Do you have a bill for it? Probably not. You're still having that coffee.
I really do have a split personality here.
But it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. You know, it's okay. We're just noting it. That's the reason we asked you specifically of your knowing. And you go, no, I don't think so, but you weren't sure either.
Hmm.
Okay, fine. But we'll be glad to see you when you get back.
Is that a parallel world then?
No. All these are your worlds still.
Okay, that's good. This will be about 2 or 3 minutes. Okay, I don't know what it's going to be about.
Sound we're hearing, you have to be in a hydro dam to hear it, right?
Yes, that's right.
So we are showing, people, if they want, the cynics would say, well, you're just standing near a dam, hydro dam, and we're hearing electricity. What would we say to that? We're generating so much in our little place, we got the amount of a hydro dam in a little room.
It's more than that.
It's an anomaly to have people hear it.
Maybe.
I mean, even though the reason is obvious, we got the Coldplay, which is super generating electricity, that's why you can hear it. But people have to realize you don't normally get to hear electricity. That's how powerful our equipment is, and so you can get to hear it. That's our point, right?
Right.
You're a bit blurry. You got into a weird acoustic warp space. Are you taking us into another world?
Yeah, I'll get a different way.
Okay. Can we walk into another world with you right now?
No, because you can't get back.
We have to go through by ourselves.
No, we can take you, but if we take you now, you can't get back.
Little what? New?
Noon.
If we couldn't get back, would we be sitting here in this room, and it would look the same? But we'd call somebody, and they wouldn't know us, right?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily meaning yes.
He said no when you ran over him, and you said we'd be sitting in this room.
We wouldn't even be sitting in this room.
No.
And then we'd have to figure out. Well, then
you'd have to start questioning. And then the question, just like now, sometimes you're really comfortable settled in your world perfectly the way it is, and you still question. So shift it up again. If you wake up next to a woman that's not Carolyn, makes a little different conversation.
Okay, where's another question, Carolyn?
No, I'm kind of flummoxed. I'm flummoxed.
flummoxed.
Okay, so Carolyn was flummoxed. Carolyn couldn't take it. Got a left hemisphere, well-organized left hemisphere. Any of this right hemisphere weirdness, drug tripping, Carolyn gets, she didn't know what. I've never seen her not be able to speak.
Carolyn was being honest. Bob wasn't.
Would other beings be coming back and forth through those corridors to help work with you in the factory and work with Ion?
They could. We control them, but they could. No, we don't really request.
If required.
There you go.
It's not required or it's required. You don't answer requests? Is that what you're saying, Ion?
No, we don't ask. We command.
Ion, I would like to ask you something about the sound of Coldplay.
Yes.
The first time we hear that sound, you say it's C-flat.
C-flat, C-flat.
Yeah, the first time we heard that, you say it's C-flat.
Yes.
And that's the sound of electricity, always C-flat. Is it...
No, mostly G.
Mostly G?
Mm-hmm. Key of G.
Why would that be?
Because we're shifting the change of megahertz frequency of electricity. Good question. We love your little boob tube. It's so cute. Seeing Bob's little hair whispering through there, it's just it's cute. He's just like a little bug. You just want to just like poke his eyes out. It's so much fun. And when you got the Empire Strikes Back going through in a galaxy a long time ago, there was a time and Rene Dobbs decided that he was going to have something, and the something that he came out was wrong. It was a molar. It was a bad thing, a bad thing. He tried. He regretted it. It was all that he could do. He couldn't take it anymore. He didn't know how he'd been done such a terrible, catastrophic, terrible thing that the turning taxons were going to charge him a debt that all men must pay, and he will be contrived into this knowing notion that all will go to the end if he's ever allowed to stay with this thing called life one more day. We love that. It was so cute.
Bob's diary is Star Wars.
He was the only thing ever that survived being born in the Thompson Quadrant.
I was just going to say, you guys, we were on Skype for 1 hour and 56 minutes. I just turned off my Skype and about the timing. Did you think we were on for almost 2 hours, Bob?
What are you talking about?
Last night we were on.
What are you talking about? Bob was everywhere else. She doesn't even know
what. We don't do Skype. What Skype?
If he's not on the tango with his TT hanging out there, he doesn't go, honey. That's the only way to go.
I really don't know what you're talking about, Carol. But what did we do?
Last night, when we were on Skype with JW...
We weren't on Skype last night. It was 2 nights ago. Yeah.
2 nights ago, when we were on Skype with JW and then Ion, we were on for 1 hour and 56 minutes.
Did you think
we were on for 2 whole hours?
I think I was a bit surprised when I saw the statistics later Thursday night.
You saw. Mm-hmm.
We were on for a good length of time, but didn't feel like 2 hours.
No. Ion, were we transported somewhere during that so that we kind of missed time?
Exodus 28:6.
I'm going to look up that sucker. Exodus 28:6.
You can go all the way down to the breastplate in 14, too.
Yeah, I just read that, like, a few days ago, they just found remains of the Egyptian army in the Red Sea from the Exodus. Like, they found 400 skeletons and weapons.
Oh, Lord, suffering cat. I told you they were going to find that if you didn't hide that better. You just know everything. Just know everything. Don't ask him. He'll tell you. He just knows everything. I said, do not put them there. Bob said, oh, well, they're android meme on how a manipulative revelation from the this quadrant, because LaRouche has uncovered everything that ever was, and the queen stopped looking anymore, and that's how this all goes. So I told you, Bob. I told you. Just so everybody knows.
Yeah,
I told
I fucked
you.
Up there.
Don't
I?
Hide them there.
I fucked up.
There it is.
They
there
found it.
What you meant for evil, let's see if we can turn it around for good, Bob.
What I meant for evil?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. I was trying to blow up something there. Looks like I got caught. But I got infinite bail. No problem. I'll just get out.
Hey, that's right. Bail, is that as opposed to the golden calf?
Yes.
Good. Okay, nice. As Bob has tea with his Dark Lord and Master Satan, you know.
Well, yeah, Satan likes, he's courting the Dark Soul. He's quite intrigued how I overcame his hypnosis.
His devices, yes.
So
yes.
Does anyone want to hear the words for Exodus 28:6?
No, we're not interested.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure do.
Yes.
Yum.
It was about the question if we disappeared somewhere during the Skype off. Okay.
Yes.
Exodus 28:6. And they shall make the ephod of gold, of blue, and of purple, of scarlet, and fine twined linen with cunning work. 7. It shall have the two shoulder pieces thereof, joined at the two edges thereof, and so it shall be joined together. 8. And the curious girdle of the ephod which is upon it shall be of the same, according to the work thereof, even of gold, of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. So, Bob, are you annoyed yet?
I can't understand what you're reading. I'm busy taking notes. I'm trying to keep the diary up here. I don't even know what you're reading. You have to read it again, but you go ahead. Don't worry about me.
I'm not seeing how it applies, Ion.
Well, I could have told you that. It ain't going to apply. It's not going to apply.
Keep going.
Okay, 9. And thou shalt take 2 onyx stones and grave on them the names of the children of Israel. 10. 6 of their names on one stone and the other 6 names on the rest of the other stone, according to their birth. 11. With the work of an engraver in stone, like the engravings of a signet, shalt thou engrave the 2 stones with the names of the children of Israel. Thou shalt make them to be set in ouches of gold. It says A-U-C-H-E-S, not ouches.
Settings. It means settings.
Settings of gold. 12. And thou shalt put the 2 stones upon the shoulders of the ephod for stones of memorial unto the children of Israel. And Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord upon his 2 shoulders for a memorial. 13. And thou shalt make ouches of gold. 14. And 2 chains of pure gold at the ends of wreathen work shalt thou make them, and fasten the wreathen chains to the ouches.
What that applies to is not whether or not you went. That's how to get back.
We have to put on the ephod. That's some sort of military armor.
No, you've got to make a mark to be able to know how to get back to. The traces of gold bring you back to.
Have they come back
on your shoulder? Sure, they didn't go.
I've been thinking a lot about the stones, like since yesterday,
yes.
And I heard the revelations and then the stones again. And
yes.
And then I saw this, they also find this big triliton in Baalbek, a very big one. So I was wondering, the reason you placed that triliton now to be discovered now, what is with all these stones?
It was because of Isom Lee looking for the stone. And if Bob was taking his notes, he'd go back to then, and he'd say, oh, my God, here's a segue. This is the best thing ever, that she's brought up the point of the stones, and we've made reference to it every way to Sunday, just baiting it until someone would ask. And then we would look to find which stone. Is there a stone? What stone? What stone would it be from? And then we'd go look in the archives, and we'd say, oh, wait, yes, Bill did it. Load this 1,611 times. 1,611 times he did. It's there. It's great. It's Isom Lee looking for the stone. Now, in that detail, you're asking the question of why did we hide it then for now, and how was it impressive to be from this to that, hit from tat, and itch and scratch, and dogs and cats laying together, and all that goes along with it. But see, this is a trick to see, and we can actually goad Bob into actually playing Isom Lee Trio, playing, singing, looking for the stone. It would apply ever so genteelly, because it would lay out from way back yonder the thing that you're asking about way up here in the future that you got to from way back yonder. It's amazing how if you look at the synergistic references that are put together here of how you couldn't make this shit up. We've taken eons in no time to lay out every little riddling clue that would even make a horny archaeologist blush from the documented, can't fight it, can't get over it, proof that all these things are, and then the next thing you know, you find another one, and then another one, and then another one, and it's as though you're laying out the bread as you go. Basically, it's completing the outer veil.
It's like the mystery landscape showing up, becoming visible.
26:36, Exodus, yes. You don't have to read it. That's just for your part. You can make a boob tube about it. That's what you ought to do. Put ice and leave looking for the stone in your next video. By God, Bob will watch it then. He won't have no choice. It'll be about him, and he'll have to put it in his thing about it. Peggy, and Melissa, and all of them going to be there with ice. It's going to be so wonderful. We can see it now on the big screen. It's going to be wonderful. On the Tron. Ice and leave looking
the
for
Tron.
The stone. On
the Tron.
Got it ready, Bob?
What is the outer veil?
The part that allows you to see things that from way back yonder in the way distant future from the yesterday right now coming up.
Very
now,
good.
Next.
Roger, good. Do you know what the Tron is? You remember that movie Tron, the electronic virtual reality grid? I think that's what I was just referring to.
It's a big screen in an arena.
It's a Megatron.
Okay.
That's exactly right. Very good.
Oh,
yeah.
That's where Pamela Lee Anderson was discovered.
That's right, in British Columbia.
Yeah. No, that's where her breast jewels were discovered.
Yeah, her breast jewels. Yeah, her little breasts. Her Greek breasts.
Okay, cool. Right before you do that, Bob, let's give them just a little annotation so they can find them for later. Ezekiel 1:16. Exodus 14:25.
Do it slow so I can write it down.
We like
Ezekiel,
you never
what? Want
to look at that, man. 1:16.
Ezekiel what? That's 1:16. Yeah.
Yeah. Exodus 14:25.
Exodus 14:25. Yeah.
You know, for a stenographer, Bob, you suck.
Yeah, that's right. No one else gonna do it.
Nahum 3:2.
How's that spelled?
Nahum.
Okay.
2 Kings 7:6.
Oh, you're not going to go on and on, are you? Come on. This is ridiculous. How about just those three? Those are heavy quotes, J.W. I know them.
Okay,
myself.
then don't write them down and do Isaiah 5:28, Jeremiah 47:3, Joel 2:5, Revelation 9:9. Ezekiel 23:24, Ezekiel 26:10, Proverbs 20:26, Isaiah 28:27-28, 1 Kings 7:32-33, 1 Kings 7:30, Jeremiah 18:3, Ezekiel 11:22-23, Daniel 7:9, 2 Kings 2:11, Isaiah 66:15. Ezekiel 1:15-21, and Ezekiel 10:1-19, and Ezekiel 10.
Will there be a quiz
Ezekiel
on this?
11:22. No, but you were great enough to play the wheels on fire. That we
right.
were just trying to make sure that you understood Ecclesiastes 12:6.
This wheels on fire. Evokes Bible quotes.
Remember him before the silver cord is broken and the golden bowl is crushed. The pitcher by the well is shattered and the wheel at the cistern is crushed.
Bill, if you're listening, could you find the Dylan version of this?
Not until you push the button for looking for the stone. That's one rock.
Yeah, yeah. We'll
that's
going to
be our next YouTube. That's her name. That's where we are now. That's how she's going to make her new next YouTube.
I agree completely. I put
congratulations.
And I put et cetera, etc. That shows there's more quotes. Uh-huh. Actually, another 20
good.
Quotes.
Good. Congratulations.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny because basically a lot of the time we were down at the hologram data was Crox level, right? What do you call that part? The groin. We're down by the groin.
Where is TC stays?
Crotch, that's it, crotch. We're down at the crotch level looking up at Ion's chest and head. I think he was trying to create a hierarchy right there. He's trying to make us be impressed with him. You know, he made us appear like little people.
I realized later, the actor, that the Ion JW...
Hey, no, don't say that. No, do not say that. I deleted that part. Do not give any hints.
Okay, sorry.
Of JW's appearance.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what you're doing there. You carried away. Yeah, Carolyn hasn't been the same since Thursday night. She's been a little off. She just never recovered from the fact that this splitting sound is happening. She didn't understand that. Is that Ion throwing the ball down?
No, it's Ion with a little hunk of metal.
That's what I just said, metal. That's what I meant. Yeah, we know what that is. That's one of the most amazing inventions of the 21st century, Ion said the other day. What he's throwing on the ground right now.
Don't tell him
what it is. Yeah, it's
are you throwing it on the ground, like playing with it?
Bouncing.
If you shake it more than twice, honey, you're always playing with it.
Can you let the sound alone, that sound alone?
What about the sound alone? What are you saying?
Yeah, these whip...
Yeah, it's a piece of metal hitting the ground. He's throwing it and watching it bounce.
Yes, but I would like to have that sound without any voice, just the sound.
Okay, sample.
Okay, any more and we're just showing off.
That's great. Okay, fun's over. We now back to work. Mute. Let's see, it goes back down. Okay.
Ezekiel saw a wheel within a wheel.
That's Coldplay.
Within the banter of how the wheel in the wheel moves, you have to be able to align the axle. Mm. The axle in the wheel. Because the wheel within the wheel will make it turn.
Where did this apparatus come from? Did you just manifest
it? We did.
Yeah, you just manifested it.
Now, kinetic energy is no different. It's still energy. So your question now becomes, the wheel in the wheel refers to, and then we're going to say something in Ezekiel, and you're going to don't want to go blow your brains out. So I'm going to leave it like that.
But we say it refers to Coldplay.
Okay. But it doesn't.
Are you drinking jasmine tea? Is that what that is?
No, it's Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
That is something wet. It's not very pleasurable to us.
I've been talking to some people about the Moses factor. Now, Ion said, he's been saying lately that the original breakthrough contact with non-physical was the burning bush. That was the first time.
Yeah.
And in talking to Roxana the other Saturday night, you said, back to the original place, the burning bush. So then that was the original weird experience that you described to us, you know, a couple months into our first talking to you. That was the first biblical detailed thing you described. And then you said that I'd be the Moses, the new Moses, and we were talking about jumping off the Grand Malaya, going to other worlds and coming back. I wasn't Moses when there was the Moses building the pyramids, right? I wasn't that Moses.
You were Othniel Hobab.
Was he an associate?
He was.
So I was around him. And was I from the future like Moses?
There's no time, so there's no future.
Were we quite more aware than the slaves working around us?
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, and were we setting the pyramids up to do the Iron Dome?
No, you were making a storage facility for what we're fixing to do next.
Right, we were planning for this time.
Yeah.
Yes, and so am I still Hophni-Babel, whatever that name was?
Hophni-Babel. Come on, Bob.
Hophni-Babel.
Hophni-Babel. Hophni-Babel.
And what was the second part?
Obab.
Obab.
Okay.
Oh, Bob.
So the Ophanel, hey, Bob. Ho, Bob. We finally found out who I am. I am Ophanel, hey, Bob. And if you look up in the Bible, you don't see Ophanel. You just see hey, Bob, who was either, they're not sure, I was either Moses' father-in-law or his brother-in-law. So we now know who I am. And we're going to hear more, people. So this is the mystery of Bob. It's finally revealed on Thanksgiving weekend. It's the most important American holiday. And this is the end of this holiday, the climax. How's that for a name? Ophanel, hey, Bob. Only Ion knows hey, Bob's first name. The Bible doesn't even have his first name, as far as I can tell, when you Google it. The sad news is I wasn't Moses. I was just an associate. But I am the new Moses, so we can be happy about that. Those fucking pyramids, they weren't built for whatever Graham, who's the guy who does all the books?
Graham Hancock.
Yeah. The pyramids have nothing to do with what Graham talks about. It is just a storage warehouse for our stuff we're making now. So,
yeah, back 3,000 years. Genesis 15:21.
Uh-oh. What was that? Genesis 15:21. Let me write that down. Did you get that? What did he say? Hey, what's that about? Okay. Genesis 15:21. Let me write that
they
down.
Were in there with the Midianites. It was the best thing ever.
So how do the pyramids fit into what's happening now, the coal play?
Joseph.
The bones of Joseph?
No. No.
He was before he died.
Before he died. Wow. My bad. Like, they never heard this before. Bob's heard it so many times, he just wants to vomit. He just wants the bile. It's all he can do to keep the bile from wrenching out of his still warm gut. It's called GERD. It's GERD. We caused Bob to have GERD. So much so that Carolyn had to invent magnesium to ease his sphincter.
How's that for a bride? She solves the diarrhea issue. Pretty good, eh?
Got rid of GERD Stern, too.
Yeah, now GERD here. I just got an email from him today. I thought of GERD when you were saying GERD, but you were saying a little off. It has to say GERD, not GERD. GERD.
No, we were talking about GERD, the gastrointestinal disease.
Yeah, and then you switched to Gerd Stern, who writes.
Yeah.
It's timely. He writes a couple hours ago. He said, what is the best way to order RNA drops for healing and which drops? Which drops? And the third and fifth one.
The no, second from the ninth generation is over the 15th time.
So, what did we learn in that little thing? Ophanel, hey, Bob. Look it up. Hey, Bob, H-A-B-O. Look, hey, Bob. I kept the name Bob.
So does Bob have to go to Egypt, like Joseph went to Egypt before he died?
No, no, Egypt comes to Bob. You know, Bob don't go to the mountain. Mountain comes to Bob. It's a different ball game now. I'm not Moses' father-in-law. I'm in fucking charge. Brother-in-law, father-in-law, what the fuck? I am Moses for all intents and purposes, as far as you people are concerned.
You don't ask, you command.
Yes.
Just like that.
Yes. When Carol's not around. I take it back. She's to Carol. The women have taken over, right? No getting
That's
around
true.
That.
So
what is trying to find them? Do you guys realize that what you were hearing is that Ion manifests this axle with two wheels on the end? And he was, this part, last part you heard, we're looking at this weird, simple wheel and axis. And that's after I played This Wheel's on Fire, Carolyn. Uh-oh. Out of fucking order, according to Ion, but perfect order for Bob's schedule. Because we did This Wheel's on Fire, then we looked at the wheel. And Carolyn thought that it was referring to Ezekiel's wheel, and that referred to Coldplay. And I said, no, I don't know if Ezekiel refers to Coldplay or this thing refers to Coldplay. But did we figure out why he was showing that to us, Carolyn? Was he showing us a connection to other worlds? Maybe, Ian, you'd explain what was the purpose of that wheel you were showing us with the action.
Judges 4, 1 through 24.
Ah, fuck.
You asked for it. You got it, Bob. You can't play looking for the stone. You're looking for it. Well, we're looking. We're going to be looking through the scriptures till you do.
Oh, shit. We got to play this quickly, people. This could get irritating. Ion knows I hate that fucking Bible. I didn't write it. It's all fucked up. I had to explain it, and the world's no better for it. Where are we? Is there any change, Palmer? Did we learn anything from doing Revelations?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people did, didn't they?
Yeah. I've been listening to Revelation and just making a little bit of notes. I fought against doing that for a long time because usually when I listen to something, I like to type it out and, you know, get all the words. But I stopped that notion and just lie down in my Gospel Tower and listen. And it's really amazing to hear 3+ years ago the things that Ion slips into the conversation that are now manifested and manifesting. It's just awesome. Everybody should be getting the revelation and listening to it.
And marveling at
and
the
marveling.
The composition, the eloquence, the anticipation of topics.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
Before we knew what he was referring to.
It's like watching the world unfold, the play unfold right before your eyes, and you're part of it.
All right, so here we go to the next section. It should be good.
Okay, so Othniel Obab, he's mentioned in the Bible.
Obab.
Obab, right, Obab.
And then Hodam.
Oh, Obab. Othniel Obab. Is he in the Bible?
Yes. He's also in your tiny note chart.
Which quadrant?
Quadrant Phoenix.
Well, that's mine. That's the Dobbs quadrant.
Right. And then you're Othniel Obab. Imagine that. Hey, Karen, Bob can even connect the dots now.
Right. Okay, keep the commentary down for the moment. Let me just get some points out. Did Othniel Obab transition?
Not yet. You're still holding on.
What are some of the places I lived over the last 3,000 or 4,000 years? I've always been here.
No, you were in France, Nova Scotia, ridiculous land where the sun never shines.
You mean a long time ago.
The bliss is unapproachable.
But I was in Nova Scotia not 60 years ago. You mean like 2,000 years ago, you mean?
At least. It's been as nice there now today.
I had the same body, so I'm mixing with Indians and different races. Did I look different, or did I make myself become the race that I was near?
You're miscegenated, Bob. We weren't aware.
Miscegenated. Yeah, what's that mean?
Mixed with other cultures. That's a miscegenation.
If I've been around here for 4,000 or more years and staying in places...
There's no time, so, yeah.
And I always look like the way I look.
I had to stop it there. Ian said, yes, I always look the way I looked. Right, Carolyn?
Yes.
I always look like this, guys. I am 4,000 or more years old, guys, and I never fucking died. Oh, here's Shannon. Shannon writes back, ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, Bob. Ian says my grammar's good, motherfuckers. Laughing out loud. LOL.
Bob, did you spell motherfucker right? That's what you gotta make sure.
She spelled motherfuckers right. She got that perfect.
Okay, then there you go.
Then she says, does Ian agree that words are spells? That's why it's called spelling, to create a spell.
Yes. Yes.
All right, words are spells.
Incantation.
Yeah, what have we been talking about, Carolyn, for the diary? What have we been doing?
Papa Justified. You've been talking about Papa Justified.
Oh, Bob's long life. Yeah, Bob's long life.
Papa Justified. The conjure of sacrifice.
We probably started about 5 minutes ago, Carolyn, about 8:22.
Conjure of sacrifice. Anytime, Lord.
And that Shannon then says, hey, Bob, do you have any stats or statistics on how many people are listening in tonight? We always go to
three.
On for that.
There's only three. One of them is drunk, the other one's passed out. So it's a party of one so far. It's not looking good. It's not looking good. It's not looking good for them either.
Okay. We now will mute everybody and go on to the next fascinating installment. Okay. Here we go.
Hey, that's a good idea. Hey, Carolyn, that's why people can't remember the first years after they were born.
Why?
Because they weren't born. Oh. No, they weren't. They didn't have the experience. Isn't that right, Ion?
It takes someone else to say, I was there when you came forth. Now you have to have someone else's version of you that is you. But now you're not that person. Still, you grew, you're mature, you become a little man, little Bob. Bob became a little man. So you're not even that thing that they said you were, that they witnessed you to be.
You mean I did become that, and they witnessed me, but I was not that.
Correct.
And so I made that person think they gave birth to me.
It just filters in the same way you get your hair cut.
Why do I want to? That's a way of entering into a certain zone, a time zone.
So it sets a mark. It sets a moniker.
Right.
At this.
You're looking for something? You stopped.
Always. Yes. Okay.
You're okay, but that could have been somebody you were checking, right?
No, it was. Your switch gears are very, very vulnerable.
Oh, you're looking at the apparatus.
We feel them.
I was telling some UFO people today that you're the contact they're all dreaming of. You know, when they show in movies an alien will walk around and can read the instruments, you know, with their weird goggles. You're doing that.
We almost cause it, though. See, that's the difference. We're not the reader of it. We're the causer of it. We are the scienter of it.
Of anything you're looking at?
Yeah. See, if you connect with it, with the UFO, something's got to connect you. So there you go.
And you do the connecting?
We are the connection.
I see.
Otherwise, you don't see it. And it's only until you all come to your souls. Don't twist this up now. The only reason we are is because you're not yet.
But we created you to do this for us.
You didn't create us. We are you that isn't taking in. We are the silent butler that's waiting on you.
Now, that was an awesome thing. Nobody can remember their first year or so because it didn't happen. You didn't get born. It was a hoax set up by your parents.
But you could say the same thing about the second year and the third year and the fourth year and the fifth year, and we remember those.
Until you remember. The point is that
we make it up.
A big gap. Yeah, it's made up for you. Most people can't remember being born or the first couple of years. They don't remember it. Well,
right.
The reason is that you weren't born. There's nothing to remember there. You got a blank there because you were fucking brainwashed by somebody claiming you did something that you didn't do.
Wow.
So who was there instead?
The mind scrambled to find order in Bob's crazy notion.
Well, then in the same case, Bob, we don't remember dying.
Good point.
Either.
Yes, yeah, you know, nobody remembers dying.
Okay, that's either the way you're acting like you're somebody else, getting all confused. But life's like this. You fall and you crawl and you break and you take what you get, you turn it into... Honestly, you promised me I'm never going to find you fake it. No.
Exactly.
You
Katie
come
Perry?
Over unannounced, dressed
no.
up like you're something else. Where you are, where it's all you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all those preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone. When you've become somebody else around everyone else, when you're watching your back and you can't relax, when you're trying to be cool, you look like a fool to me. Tell me, why did you ever go around making things so
Billy Joel.
I see the way you're acting like you're somebody else, getting me frustrated. But life's like this, you fall and you crawl and you break and you take what you get and you turn it into, honestly, you promised me I'm never going to find you fake it.
Fake it.
That's
no.
Avril Lavigne.
No, no, no.
That's not.
Yeah, it's Avril Lavigne.
Avril.
Yay.
Yay.
I like that.
Another Canadian.
Yeah.
And what's her song called?
There's a song?
It was called Complicated.
It did fit the idea of someone confused because they told them they were born. It does fit what he wrote, what he read.
And you can't get anything played, even though it's in Bob's jukebox of 10,278 songs of Casey Kasem's greatest hits, but it doesn't make any difference. You get them in there, but you can't ever get them out.
The following is a rebroadcast of a previously recorded show.
It's kind of dirge-like. Why so sad about the White Stone? Or are they just being serious?
It's wonderful.
I love it.
It's beautiful.
I like it.
The stone, the one that was shot out of
it. How did you like that?
Some Leonard Lee. Bob, you don't know. You like Zappa. You have no gauge. You have no gauge as far as an oral and
I have no musical row.
You have no idea. You don't even know who Papa Justify is.
Dude, I can play him.
Music,
I do have.
That there's music. It's astounding.
Am I hearing it wrong?
It sounds like Dylan.
Hey,
Bob Dylan.
Down and kill my head, because I got a head this on my shoulders, and it fell down. Yeah, that same thing, yeah. We understand.
Ion does
dirge.
Dylan. That's right. That
we,
is.
We understand the
Dylan.
Dirge issue there.
Did anyone catch what was said after the song?
Yes, that this is an excerpt from a previously recorded live studio audience broadcast of Bob's in charge, kiss my ass, something, 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 I'm in charge, this day, pay over, May Day. That's it.
Yes. Matthew okay. Hurtado live. Bob's in charge. Yes, sir. What else is there to say? I think we could go on to the next excerpt.
It's beautiful, and that's good because you're looking for the stone that links up now. You got to figure out the looking for the stone. That's the whole point of this process. Bob's telling you something. You've arrived is what he's trying to say. You've arrived. You're arriving. He's giving you little snippets. These are snippets to get you across the River Jordan. Bob,
yeah.
It's the Moyle of Mediacology.
The Moyle?
Yes, the Moyle.
Look that up, Eliza. Moyle, M-O-Y-L-E. That sounds significant.
It's the high priest Moyle. In charge of cutting off the foreskins of the newborn baby.
Yes. You hear that?
Wait,
cut off your foreskin. You fucking mess with me. No foreskin for you, buddy. I got your foreskin. We have a new one. I got your foreskin.
On your birthday. On Bob's birthday is the celebration of the taking of the foreskin of Jesus.
Yeah. What is today? Today is foreskin
No,
day?
Your birthday. Your birthday. February 2nd.
Yeah, February 2nd. February 2nd. Is that what it is? Foreskin day?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, the celebration of
Jesus. Yeah. Instead of Ion Mark, it had to have it. It had to have it. Goober won't it. Goober won't it be your new song, Bob.
What has Bill offered us? Is he offered? No. He's just yelling, Dylan? Dylan who? Can't get past that.
We know button. What you mean, because it's all the same thing over and over and over again and again and again.
Yeah, what about these echoes? You are talking a lot about echoes and echoes.
What's that? Wow. Whoa.
Dylan, that's the theme. That is Queen QE2 does Dylan,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's a Queen Mary right there.
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth.
does Dylan.
The Queen QE2 does Dylan. That's a good joke. You get that? You want a sample of that, Roxanna?
The stupidest question ever in my life.
Oh, who's that?
Stupidest questions ever.
We got archivists ransacking the bomb file.
That's McLuhan. Marshall McLuhan.
Now that we are being digitalized, are these echoes, this recording going to stop or are we still going to redo these echoes?
The ones from the burning bush, we think it'd be a marvelous time to play it, but Bob's in charge, or so he thinks.
Okay, well, let's move on to the next excerpt. Maybe this will talk exciting story about Carolyn. That's a good story.
Yeah.
I like that one. Yay!
Yay! We want Carolyn!
Yeah, we're going to use Carolyn.
All right. Let me make sure everything's in position. So everybody can hear it.
So JW, does he, like me, represent someone who's never died, never transitioned?
No, no reason to.
No, I mean, I've been here as Ophanel Hobab. I've been here. Has JW been here as somebody from way back, like me?
Yeah.
Was he with Moses?
further back.
Do I go further back than Moses? Moses' time? So I've known JW for a long time. Or, I mean, long timing, or we've been associated. Was he part of the planning of this setup way back in those other cultures?
We would say in a broad spectrum sense, yes. But you'll never get it nailed into that. If you go at it from that way, you're going to be too clever by half, because you have a whole sex that have come and been folded into themselves that don't fit. Your history doesn't line up. Your history is not linear. Your history doesn't go in a straight line. Your history isn't counted the way you count time. Right. Even your own marks don't keep up with it. So your history, you keep changing your history. If it's folding over itself, you can never engage it to say, oh, this is what it was, this is where I came from. I was here, I was there, I was there, I was here, I was here, I was here, I was here, I was here. Oh, no, that was after I was there. No, I slept with her, but I slept with her after him. Oh, no, not him. Wait, I don't have to go. You see, you keep going with that thing, and they're overfolding. It pleats in the drapes. Pleats in the drapes. So you can never say, this is the flow. 6,000 years, 44,000 years, 9 days, 30 minutes.
I get that. I get the folding over.
That was good. That was the thing we heard that I referred to. Illuminated.
So you and JW go way back.
Well, it looks like we started the whole fucking thing.
We got about a week back. How long have you had it?
Oh, wait a minute. What's wrong here? I thought I muted that.
There's an echo.
Oh, that'd be other
burning
people.
Burning bush. Because you won't play the damn song, so.
Oh, that's right. Well, we did. We played it.
No, not echoes from the burning bush. This is a progressive storyline, Bob. It builds one upon the other. Once you do one thing, doesn't mean you're done. That's just the beginning of that. That's not how you keep your job. That's how you got your job, Bob.
I got to play all these songs again?
In order.
You can't find them the first time, so how can you possibly ever play them
again?
Yeah,
I didn't play it, did I? Yeah, you played it for me. It doesn't count by default.
Sure.
Damn. Well, I'm waiting for Bill. Bill's just down
or something. Poor Bill.
I'm going to press the panty button. Bill, come on, wake up. The orders are in.
Bang,
people are hungry.
Bang. See, it's great. That's Bob Dylan does QE2.
Let's move on to the next one. Hey, when we find, so that's JW. Now we find about Carolyn. Let's think.
Yay!
Yeah, 4624. We move up to 4654.
Not from not is 2, and 4 8 is 9, and 44 is 11, and 6. That's a good number,
yeah.
Bob. Yeah, that's good.
Well, who's being Moses among us? If I'm Hophanael Hobab, who is Moses among us now? If I wasn't Moses, I was his friend, who's Moses right in this folding over?
He comes forth.
Ah, we haven't met him yet. Okay. We're going back through the Old Testament. Is that what the Bible's talking about, us meeting Moses?
Yes.
So that part hasn't happened. Was Carolyn there with Moses and Hophanael, Hobab?
Yes.
And was she male or female?
Female.
Have the women that are women now always been women?
No, both of you have each parts.
Does she have a role named in the Bible at the time of Moses that she was?
Moses' mother.
Who was that? That was the peasant lady who hid the basket.
Yeah.
And after you give birth to Moses, you don't want to give birth again, right? So that's why Carolyn's not keen on having babies?
Except for her, she may have some yet. Once she ever gets you off the tit, Bob, maybe she could.
So
that'll be fun. Let's get back to being a child. That'll be fun.
Is there much about Moses' mother in the Bible?
Yes. He was raised by a stepmother who was Pharaoh's sister.
Now, do you see everybody how it's an inside job? I'm Moses' father-in-law, brother-in-law, counts of fucking mother. You couldn't get a closer family intrigue than that, right, people? What do you think?
Who did you say JW was?
I didn't say who JW was, yeah.